fans of Patrol, there's plenty of fans of Patrol out there. We have been everywhere. This is episode 355. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego, Mr. Button, all the way up to the top. This week, title of the show is No Damn Time to Die. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot, giving a little, kind of, a little chuckles. How is it going this week, Tiff, after this long week of podcasting all over the world?
Oh, yeah. We've been around. It's great. It's a little cold here. I don't know what it's like down there, but it's cold here.
It was like 80 degrees yesterday, and it rained overnight, and now it's a little chilly, so that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no fall. We have no fall. We have... Yeah. We skip straight to winter. It's so cold.
Oh, it's not that damn cold here, but I do.
Oh, no, it's like it's and then I don't know what it's like for other people who are listening, but there's always the one person in your house that's like won't turn the heat on.
That's me.
So like I have that. I am not that person. I'm like it's 48 degrees here right now. I'm like, we could use a little heat. Mike's like, no.
Yeah, that's me. No, I can't turn it on until I see some snow.
Oh, for the love of fuck. Anyway, so we have a good show or no? You tell me. It's my show notes, so usually you make fun of me.
Yeah, it's a good show, man, because you can't go wrong when you're talking James Bond. It could be just full of garbage. As long as we could talk about James Bond, I'm happy. So we got James Bond in the house tonight. We also have some fresh stuff from Blumhouse. That miserable fella who just, you know, complains all the time is just doing pretty well for himself, Tifflebot. He's just, he's got, movies coming out almost every week or something like that. And this is
That was the whole thing, was like they were just like into making cheap quickies.
Yeah, now they're making cheapies that's a little better than, you know.
Yeah.
So we also have some DC fandom news. We'll talk about that. It is spooky ookie bookie time, man. And I know we went kind of light on the spooky and the bookie last week, but it's back. We got some horror trivia with a brand new game that Tiff bought with her own cheese and ducats and quarters and coin.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone. I'm doing it so you don't have to.
That's right. So I think that will be it, Tifflebot. So seeing all that, we are going to roll to the next section. Are you coming with me?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's go.
I know.
All right, man, we are back. It's time for social media. But before Tifflebot gets started with that, go check us out on the Countdown Podcast. We got on that show with Wayne and Paul this week. And thank you, fellas. We had a ball. So, Tiff, with that, could you hit us with that social media?
For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub. And then you can get to us on social media at Fans of Patrol on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Listen to us on your favorite listening platform. Subscribe to our YouTube and give us a dollar on Patreon if you want.
Yeah. Patreon dollars are always nice, you know. Make it rain, so they say, you know, on our, you know, help us out. Throw in some music for you when you're doing the Patreon or have it just start up, start doing some booty shaking music, you know.
Yes, a new Patreon, Patreons only Fans and Patrol song.
Patreons only Fans on Patrol only. Oh boy, you might not like what you see though. So man, getting into some news, and I'm glad you found something with a little eerie appeal, Tiff. I am a little disappointed because folks know I have been getting into the scary movies and I have been enjoying them. Some of them I have not been enjoying because there's a lot of shit out there. And I guess, you know, just navigating. Yes. But this looks pretty good. So Blumhouse Pictures In the Black Phone is trailer came out. And I guess Ethan Hawke is a creepy, creepy, creepy guy. And abducting children, for no doubt. But this has a twist, Tifflebot.
Sure
and
does.
I thought it was a... pretty interesting, because first of all, you showed me a little white girl in a suburb on a bike, and so I was like, yes! I love it! More bikes!
Yeah, you do love kids and their bikes. It's because there's always adventure to be had when the bikes come out.
You know, most of the time, right. It's, you know, just, it's always something magical and whimsical that happens. So anyway, so this looked interesting, Tifflebot. You know, it was an abduction thing, and I saw the kid get abducted, and I was like, you know, that get kind of old sometime. But then,
but also, it's, you know what I like about this? It does get old, but also it's a little, it's borderline. Like I'm in it, not borderline. I don't want to see that necessarily, if that makes sense. Like that's one of the things I don't.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like a line that I'm like, eh. So like, But in this, so I was like, I don't want to see like a child in a on in a bad, and it, he's still in a bad situation.
Yes.
But they kind of turn it a little bit to make it more like, I guess, I know it's still scary, but in a way it's got like, because there's an element of survivability to it. Well, they, so that you feel less threatened by it.
Yeah, and they introduce all these spooks that's supposed to me that were previously abducted and maybe some of them are
murdered, I would assume.
Yes, and you know, it seems to help them him in its own kind of way, and seems like some of them might not be helping him. You know what I'm saying? And so it got really interesting when you added that supernatural, paranormal, ghostbusterific, you know, thing to it. How'd you feel about that element?
Yeah, and honestly, I think that we talk a lot on this show about like good trailers.
Yeah.
Like, and I can tell that this trailer, even not, you know, sometimes I feel like you can't tell if a trailer is good until you look back after you've seen the movie, because you're like, oh yeah, that was like a good trailer for this.
Oh, you totally don't know until that happens. That's for sure.
Yeah. But sometimes like you can just tell a trailer is good. Like this trailer contains a little tiny story in it, and yeah. It does a good job making me interested in the movie without like, I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of twist, so it doesn't really give anything away, but it gives you enough to make you want to watch it. It's an interesting world. It's very contained. So, like, I mean, I think that's saying something. I will watch this movie for sure.
Yeah, the little girl looks like she developed some psychic powers, and she's helping and getting in the way and getting in danger. You know, it looks pretty good. And Ethan Hawke, I like how they, at least in the trailer, how they shot him. So you don't really see his face really at all, you know, even when he's like not with a mask on. I'm like, oh shit, that's pretty good. That's pretty clever. If they should do that the whole movie, you know. I mean, I'm actually surprised they even have his name in the thing, you know.
Oh, because they were thinking like of a reveal.
Yeah, it's kind of, we all know what he looks like, right? You know, so it would have been a little bit more interesting, but perhaps they just trying to, you know, use his star power to pull more.
Oh, 100%.
You know, in the you know, to tune in. But
even then, like, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just like, even then, like, you know, that's one of the biggest problems, period, with movies for me is child actors.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Some of them are just really, I mean, like, because they're kids. Like, so some of them are just really fucking bad. Mm-hmm. And then the ones that are good, you're like, did something bad happen to you? You know what I mean? Like, why are you good at this? So these kids seem to be, like, pretty good. Like, I was going to say not irritating as actors.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing. But I think that they are, like, if not, like, good actors, which I would probably say, I would say at least not annoying.
Yeah. Kids don't tend to annoy me unless they're really annoying, you know, and then that's just bad. I think in recent days, I think filmmakers have caught wind to that and have stopped. It's been a long time since I really saw child actors. I mean, hell, you got child actors carrying whole projects now, like Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, yes.
It wasn't a bad one amongst them, you know what I'm saying? And when they added to them, you thought they were going to blow it and then somebody was going to get annoying, but it never happened, you know, and so they're out there. Hell, Dakota Fanning was not a phenomenon.
We talk about her all the time. No, but I also think that you're right. I do think that, like, even in the past, some of the annoying things that kids did on screen were more of a misunderstanding of how children actually, like, there was this representation of, like, this is how children are, right? Children are children.
Yeah.
And they are. But, like, when you're, like, like, these kids in this movie are, like, I have a hard time because all children look like they're 10, but, like, they're probably, like, 12-ish in this movie, 10, 12.
They look 12-ish, and they probably got somebody that's older. Like, I would imagine that girl is older than what she looks, you know? Because she seems to be carrying the whole movie, you know.
But there's a fundamental understanding that, like, when you're 12 or 13, you're, like, cursing when your parents aren't around. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, shit like that. Of course.
So, like, that's, like, stuff that in other movies, like, that's not how kids act. I'm like, well, it kind of is. And, like, you're just fundamentally misunderstanding what it is to be in your, you know, mid-teens or, like, your preteens. Like, I kind of feel like that was a mistake that, like, when you noticed good actors or good filmmaking before, that might have been part of it, would be like, oh, they're just letting kids do, like, this naturally.
Yeah, it was kind of bullshit, because those are just bad filmmakers, Steph. Because I'm thinking back, while you were talking, I'm like, shoot, Stand By Me. Those kids were kids, and it was good. You know, it wasn't a weak one amongst them. And then I thought about Goonies that was on a lighter side. good, you know. I mean, they were really good actors, you know, and written really well. So it's for some reason, the bad acting kids like have really, really, got a lot of, I think they've ruined a lot of projects just, from.
Yeah. They're kind of poisoning the well, I guess. But I'm really excited about this. However, next year.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to say is that, God damn it, February. Now, I'm a little.
Why would you come on, guys, fucking put some hustle on it and get it out now. You know it's fucking done.
It's Halloween. And I don't know, this studio, have y'all messed up? Studios have been giving us a trailer and 2 weeks later we've been getting a movie. That year later thing shit is over with. And you're gonna have to get people reinvigorated with this thing all over again. You're nuts. Anyway.
And I mean, here's the thing, I watch horror movies all year long, so it's not a problem for me, but other people don't. Yeah. So if you're looking to make money, it probably isn't the best idea to release it just 4 months after.
Yeah.
October. Yeah. I mean, put just like I said, put a little fucking hustle in it and get it fucking done. Yeah. Just get it out.
Yeah, even if it wasn't before, Halloween, at least.
Right, just somewhere close where people feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, in February, I'm like, everyone's like over Christmas. So we're far, far over Halloween.
Oh, you got that right. Shit. Thinking about the summer at this point,
Yeah, we're like, yeah, give me some kind of, is he in a pair of Speedos with some sunglasses on? Is that
right?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, oh my fucking God. Listen,
yes.
Fuck this movie. Bye. We're done with it. I want to talk about this fucking Robert Pattinson thing. And the reason I want to talk about it is because, for one, so yesterday, I think it was.
Yes.
They released a, it's not a trailer, it is a teaser. Which, you guys, I fucking hate this. It's a teaser for the trailer release, which is happening today. So sometime today. It might be right now. It might have already been released. I don't know. But they tease you by saying, oh, hey, we're releasing a trailer. I'm like, just fucking release a trailer and don't say anything, you piles of garbage. Like, what the fuck is this? Getting people, making commercial to make people hype about a fucking commercial. Anyway,
well,
it doesn't matter.
I'm going to tell you. we've talked about this many times on this show, but I guess what's really weird is that they've already had two trailers for this movie, and they're saying we're gonna do this. What time zone is IST? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
October 16th, 2021.
IST, International Standard Time.
Oh, it's 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m. IST, so that's when it comes out. But
what is IST?
I don't know.
I'm Google. You keep talking. I'm gonna Google it.
And so it's this is be the third trailer or something like that. I mean, why are you hyping up the third go around? How much more of this movie is you gonna show us?
All right, what in Indian Standard Time? From India.
So that, I don't know when is the hell is that going to be. I'm going to play.
It says, it's 8:32 p.m. there right now. So in 2 hours.
Who bases anything on India's time?
I don't know. I don't know, but fine.
What the hell?
But I want to talk about this. I have a very serious question to ask you.
Okay, so check this out. So okay. I hit the DC fandom thing. It's like a little live, it's a countdown thing. Uh-huh. And it says live in 116 minutes. There you go. It's 1 p.m. Wherever they are. So there you go. If you don't give the whole movie away for free for this, who's going to give a shit?
Holy shit. I mean, yeah, by now we've seen 17 minutes of it.
Right.
But also I think I've pinpointed the issue.
Yes.
It is that is a COVID movie for sure. So I think that they have shot and reshot and reworked this fucking thing into the ground.
Oh, no.
And so this might be a revamped trailer.
100%. They went and started shooting again in February or March. I remember when they was they're back on the set filming Batman. They're almost finished. It was okay, well, you hurry up and release this shit so we can watch it. But, they did the COVID and we're fine with that. But, yeah, another trailer, I don't think that's necessary. But
keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
The only reason I gave this to you is I don't care about the trailer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever.
You said
I saw this on Twitter. You said something weird. People were saying, Well, people were like, is this his Batman voice? I'm dying. And I couldn't tell if they... So part of my problem with being an old person now is that the things that children say or youth say...
Oh, you're no TikToker, Tiff. They're on a whole...
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's a different thing going on.
It confuses me to a degree where, like, because their slang is... as with all youthful slang, is bad or good. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
So when they were saying, is this his Batman voice? I'm dying. With no other indication. So was that a positive comment or a negative comment? Because when I listen to his negative voice, I don't feel anything about it.
Yeah, that's negative. And this generation just want to laugh at any damn thing. Make fun of anything to make themselves feel better because they're worthless. Let me stop before we lose all.
Yeah, we're going to lose like all of our fucking fans. That was rude. I am saying I don't understand. It just seems for me, the voice is not bad or just innocuous.
The teaser is 6 seconds long. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. It's him just being like, "Err," but he doesn't sound like that. He just sounds. Yeah.
That's it. Let's play it again.
Yeah, it just sounds like a normal voice.
Hold up. Let's listen.
You want me to play it?
Oh, I got it. Here you go.
It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
Dude,
it's not just a signal. It's a warning. It's not just a signal.
It's not just a
warning. It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
It's a warning. It's a warning. Yeah, like, and I guess I'm hearing that, and maybe is it okay? I don't know enough about Robert Pattinson's voice to know if that just sounds like Robert Pattinson. Maybe that's why they're laughing.
No, you know what? If they're laughing, they're assholes. Because listen, nothing's worse than, where's the tremor? You know, come on, dude. Ain't nothing ever gonna be worse than that. So please, just, you know, this is fine. So he's gonna walk around whispering? That's cool shit. You know, mysterious, you know? Shit.
Here's the thing. Batman is such a bizarre phenomenon to me. And it is because... every time there's a new Batman announced, everyone's like, I hate this Batman.
Yeah, that's true.
And then 2 seconds later, like, I love this Batman. Like, it is like literally every time there's a Batman, they're like, I hate this Batman. And then by the time the next Batman rolls around, they're like, I would die for the previous person who played Batman. How dare Robert Pattinson be Batman?
Yeah.
By the time the next person, whoever it's going to be, fucking probably some TikTok star that's a star now, that when they're 5 is going to be the next Batman. And when they're 20, and then they're gonna be like, how dare they replace Robert Pattinson? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're gonna be outraged by the replacement of Robert Pattinson when right now they're outraged by the placement of Robert Pattinson.
I can explain.
Oh God.
It's the evil, evil, evil internet.
Gather around, children. Grandpa has something to tell us about the internet.
This goddamn evil thing that gave all these goddamn nerds a voice to cry from the darkness, to sit back safe behind their keys and insult people and talk shit. You know, people that would never say nothing to your face ever. But now, you know, and then people are getting so weird now these days. That's why you have all these Karens and Brads and Chads and all this, because they're so busy used to crying from the behind their keyboard that they forget when they out in public that they ain't behind a keyboard. They say something stupid and then that ass, you know, just get whomped on and stuff like that. So they forget who they are, you know.
Oh my God. I would really, here's the thing. I do kind of think, but honestly though, I want to invite a counter argument for this particular instance.
Okay.
And that is, nerds of this degree about Batman have always had a place to talk about this shit. It's called the comic book shop. These kind of conversations would have still occurred.
Wait a minute, Tiffelbot. Wait a minute. You are 100% right. So nerds, I exclude ye. But for you fake nerds who are just jumping in this shit, the hell with y'all. We talking about you real boys who used to sit up there and be like, actually, you know. And
yeah, yeah. In issue 32 of the run by so-and-so, because Batman came around the corner and said, boo, it's now canon that, exactly. It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
Exactly.
I just, listen, I want this. Can you, no bag and board, please. I'd like to leave.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. The Just give me that shit. Here, keep the change. Keep the goddamn change.
Just like throw like the five pennies across the counter and be like, let me go. I want to leave.
Hey, but check this out. At my comic book shop growing up, when I got a little older, the guy who was selling the comic books was that guy, you know?
So of course, that's almost always the case.
You sit being there fuck, just give me, God, when does he work? when is the
shift? Hey, Ben, do you got that new Spider-Man?
Oh, actually, but I want to ask you a question.
What, the new Spider-Man? That sucks. You should be reading this, blah, blah, blah. Yep. And you're like, oh, God.
Yep, you're right.
Can I just have the Spider-Man, please?
So much judgment just to come get your shit, right?
You're just like crying because like you thought you'd be safe there and you're not.
Nope.
Nothing you ever do is good enough, nope. Ever.
Nope.
You're garbage. Well, anyway, I'm so sorry. How did we get here?
Well, it's funny, but I got one more thing to say about that because with my experience was even a little different from that because I never looked like the typical comic book shop guy. So I would always get all the trick questions to test your fandom about stuff. You know, you would sit there like, oh God, I read that
as
book.
A woman, you know, I have never experienced this.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, you asshole.
The trick questions and stuff, you know?
Yeah, of course. Every woman who ever goes in a comic book shop, no matter how atrocious they may be,
mm-hmm.
I'm speaking for myself.
Oh, shut up. Get out of here.
Does get questions sometimes. I mean, like, at least once. You don't, and like, if it just happens, they're like, oh, yeah, but like, what even is your favorite comic and stuff like that? And you're like, who cares?
Oh, no.
That's
no.
What when people ask me, I know you're saying like, oh, they're going to ask
they
me
were
like,
deep dive questions.
Quiz questions. They're gatekeeping.
Big time. Deep dive questions. And you're just like, you some bitch. I'm a tear you up and then I'm going to go about my business, but I'm going to let you have it first. You know, anyway, how did we get here? Let's move on.
Yeah, no, here's the thing about it is we got here because this is exactly the kind of shit this news is about. This isn't really fucking news. And yet it is news because people lose their mind about something so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
No offense, people who are listening. I as a person who is constantly losing their mind about many dumb things. I'm just saying it was weird for me. Mostly I brought it up because I have crossed the line where I no longer know if what people are talking. I'm like, is this a compliment or an insult? I don't know.
Nah, I would say it was an insult because somebody always has something to say about somebody's betrayal of Batman. Now, on a serious note, concerning this story here, I was not excited about this until I saw the trailer. And I will say 100% that the trailers look phenomenal. I'm pronouncing that wrong on purpose. So I don't want to hear no shit. It's phenomenal. I mean,
I don't want to hear no shit.
I mean, it looks really, 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 how should I say, specific and, you know, unique. That this vision, and I'm digging it, man. Let's see it. I want to see it. You know, ain't no more superheroes in this universe. Fine, I want to see it. I'm excited about it, and the cast is ridiculous. So there you go. I mean, you got Andy Serkis as Alfred for God's sake. I mean, come on, you know.
Oh, speaking of Alfred,
mm-hmm.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, he's retiring, right?
Yeah, you're fucking 900 years old. Do you really need to tell us that you're retiring? I'm pretty sure you're just done. Like, I don't understand. What the fuck is the point of that?
He's 88 and he decided to retire.
He dug himself out of his grave and was like, just so everybody knows, I'm retired.
Don't forget the name. The name is Michael Caine. I won't be back.
His wife.
Yeah. She's
she's like
25. No.
No. She's like she's old. She's I think they're similarly aged. She might be like 5 or 10 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been married for a long time. She's gorgeous. She was gorgeous when she's younger. And she's still gorgeous now. Shakira Caine is her name.
You can't have a name like Michael Caine and not have a fine ass woman. Shit. The name is gonna give you a 7 by itself. Shit.
Michael Caine.
He walks up and says, my name is Michael. It's Michael Caine. Oh, whoo.
Anyway, congratulations on your retirement, Sir Michael Caine.
Sir Michael Caine. Say that stuff right. Let's get out of here, Tiffle, by the time for some trivia.
Bye.
We'll be right back. All right, man. You like spooky stuff? You don't? Whatever, we're doing it, man. It's spooky, spooky, ooky time with a little trivia Fans of Patrol style, man. Facts on Patrol with some cards, man. With some
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit cards. So there we go. So this is professional. So this might be higher standards than you guys are used to on our show as we skirt around looking, trying to make up our own questions all the time. So Tifflebot, yes. There's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 questions on each card?
Yes, sir.
Let's see if we can get through them. Would you like to go, say the questions or be the question?
I will say the question.
Okay. Go ahead.
You.
Fire away.
You ready? I will be the asker.
I will say that Tiff already thought that because of the genre, I'm going to go down in flames in a sucker, but we will see.
Not because, just because he doesn't have as much. I mean, and I was thinking that I'm not going to do well either. But anyway, that's the part he left out. He was like, oh, geez, she's mean. And then he was like, I was also mean. Ha ha ha. Okay, the first question is, in The Wolfman, 1941.
Woo, shit. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. See, some of these, like, I think this purple category might be classic horror.
Okay.
The protagonist, Lawrence Talbot, buys a cane decorated with a silver bust of what animal?
Silver bust of a wolf.
Yes.
That was easy, I guess.
Yeah. So it was a little bit of a gimme.
Super easy. Thank God.
Right, now you can ask me my purple question, which I will not get. So that's 1 point for you.
1 point for moi. What is the main, like, Maine, like the state?
Yep.
Town in which It 2017 is set.
Oh. I don't know.
It's Derry.
God damn it.
Yep. Right.
Fine, whatever. Fine.
That's one of the things.
It's okay. But screw you. Not you. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. What Superman Returns 2006? I know. What a strange crossover we have.
All right. What
Superman Returns 2006 co-writer directed Trick or Treat 2007, which I know of but have not seen. It's like a pumpkin face on the front.
Trick or Treat. It says the art director?
It says what Superman Returns co-writer.
Co-writer.
So he co-wrote that. Directed Trick or Treat.
What is his name? Forgot his
name. See, I would never know this.
Is it Alex something?
No.
No, okay. What is it?
Michael Dougherty?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I would have got that one.
Are you serious? I don't know who that is. I mean,
I don't know who that is.
You know? I don't know.
No, don't know who that is. No.
Go on.
This is another shitty question.
All right.
What was not in an ingredient used in The Thing, 1982, for creature effects, microwave bubblegum, cream corn, toothpaste, or man eggs?
Did you just say man eggs?
Yes. Mayon eggs.
That is, how would anybody know? You'd have to like watch. And here's the thing. I do know a little bit about the creation of those because Mike loves that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say toothpaste. I'm going to say toothpaste.
And you would be correct. God damn it. Ain't that something? Mm-mm-mm.
I was like, all those other things are kind of gross.
Gross, right. What you got to do with toothpaste,
yeah.
Right?
So I was like, what's not gross? Hey, look at me. Anyway, It Comes at Night, which I would argue is not horror, even though a lot of people would disagree with that. In It Comes at Night, which character is the son of Paul? Travis, Will, Andrew, or Bud?
Will.
Travis.
I don't know. I never even heard of that damn movie, so shit.
Don't watch it. You won't like it.
I'm going down in flames.
No, you're not. We have the same score.
Flames.
Go on, ask me the next one.
Psycho, 1960, was an adaptation of the novel of the same name by what author?
Oh, for the love of fuck.
I know this one without even looking at it. No, I don't.
They're not very famous. I have no idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It's called Robert Bloch. I was thinking that, what was the chunky white man with the, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you talking about Alfred Hitchcock?
Alfred Hitchcock. I thought he wrote it.
Wow. Yeah. That was intense impersonation.
You knew exactly who I was talking about.
Well, yeah. So far, Everyone's sucking out loud. Okay, your next question. What decade is Ouija Origin of Evil?
Yeah, I saw 2016 that movie. I just set. Saw that goddamn movie.
To guess the decade.
Yeah, it's a decade. Yeah, because it's period. But I don't know if it's the 50s or the 60s. It's one of those damn things. I think it's the... Shit, it's the 50s. it's the 60s?
You are correct.
Woo!
Well, I've never seen that, and I won't see it.
It was pretty good. I dug it.
Not interested in...
Yeah, I enjoyed Ouija, man. I mean, it wasn't the scariest thing I've ever seen, but it was pretty good. I dug it. Shit, you might like it. Anyway, in The Conjuring 2013, one of my favorites, what is the name of the entity tormenting the Perrion family?
Oh, no. I've seen that. We've done this movie on the show.
No, we didn't. We were supposed to.
The Patreon. Yeah, we did it.
We were supposed to. We never did.
Get the fuck out.
Nope, we never did it. Yep.
Okay, well, whatever. I have seen this movie several times. And I do not know the answer to this.
Really? Well, I knew this one, but it's...
It's a lady.
Yes, indeed it is.
And I know, but does she have a name? Yeah. I thought they were like called her the witch or something.
No, they gave a explanation. I mean, they did it with her backstory.
That's pretty rough. This is a rough question. Go on and let me know.
Bathsheba.
Okay, come on. No. Would you have known that off the top of your head?
Depends on what day of the week it was.
Get the fuck out. Here's your next question. An easy one. So why do yours seem so fucking easy, some of them? What actor played Patrick Bateman in American Psycho 2000?
American Psycho? Oh, yes. That's Batman, right? That's, I can't never remember anybody's name anymore.
Come on.
It's Batman. It's Bruce Wayne.
Why does your brain do that? Why does your brain like, well, I know he's Batman, but right. You can't remember his actual legitimate name.
Right. Damn it. It's not going to hit me.
Yes, come on. Yes, it is.
What's his name?
You know him.
Yo, big time. He was.
Everybody knows him.
Yeah, he's fuck off. Get off the set. Get off the set.
You already did this earlier today. This is a callback.
Oh, shit.
I can tell you his name.
Yeah, go ahead.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. God.
So doesn't that feel good, bad, where you're like, I'm glad I know now, but I'm pissed I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember his damn name, but I knew exactly who it was. Damn it. Oh, shit. All right. In A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984 through 91, Amanda Krueger is what? A school teacher, a nurse, a nun, or a police officer?
I don't know.
A nun. Also, Freddie's mama after she got raped by 1,000 maniac inmates, like anybody can handle that. You know, they just had to make Freddie just beyond nuts, right? He couldn't have just been like, somebody who hurt children. He had to be born from a woman who was raped by 1,000 maniacs in an insane asylum. God damn.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
I know. It was a stupidity. Oh, shit. You got one more for me?
Yes. After surgery restores her sight in the eye, 2002, what is protagonist Mun able to foresee?
The evil spirits.
Death.
Damn. I just guessed. I never heard of that movie before. Oh, shit. Flames.
Yes.
In The Wailing, 2016.
The what?
The Wailing.
I don't know what that fuck. I've never heard of this. Go on. Oh, these must be international movies.
The Wailing?
This last
not
category.
Not like whale, like whale, you know, like.
No, like cry, like
yeah,
cry.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying this must be international because it's got a globe. And that last one was a foreign movie. So this one's also a foreign movie.
Villagers attribute the supernatural blank to a stranger from what Asian country? I say blank because... Supernatural, it's. I can't see the card. It has a glare on it. Supernatural blank on a stranger.
It must be cry.
From what country? And I said, what country?
I know, but the blank word must be cry.
Oh, because it's wailing? Yeah.
Because it's called The Wailing.
Yeah.
fucking, I don't know.
Just say an Asian country. You might hit it.
Japan.
Ah, and you would be correct.
Oh, nice. Hey, we tied each other.
Oh, really?
That was the last, that was a fucking Hail Mary, that last one.
I mean, you could, there's only so many choices. I mean, there's a lot of choices, but, you know, it's a movie, so how many places are they going to go, you know? It's going to be Japan, it's going to be China, it's going to be Korea. That's going to be about it, you know?
Well, I mean, there's, like, smaller, yeah, like, totally. Horror films.
How many movies come out of there? You don't, you know?
Yep.
So that's it, man. I know we struggled through that one, but...
That was rough. We let sound real fucking dumb.
See, we didn't get used to ourselves. And then my brain is betraying me. I don't know why I couldn't think of Christian Bale's damn name.
I should know that that girl is a nun. I've seen enough of those fucking movies.
The Freddy Krueger thingy, what you call him. So that's it, man. You know... Either your first or your last, so I'm not happy. So we're gonna take our final break, and we're gonna hit James Bond, man. No Time to Die. We'll be right back. All right, man. Final segment time. I've been waiting for this movie for a long time, and then I stopped waiting for this movie for a long time, and then, you know, with the on again and off again and on again.
Reunited.
Well, you just don't care anymore, you know. When the movies come out, they come out. I think Hollywood has lost their mojo in making you excited and wait with anticipation. You know, they had us. You know, corporate places had people for a long time before all this mess started. Now it's like people just don't care, right? You know, it's like we might see it, we might not. But No Time to Die finally came out because the creators of the studio for James Bond, the franchise, just wanted to make that theater money, Tiflebot. They didn't want to release it out on streaming, which I would have preferred so much better because my damn movie theater was packed and I'm tired of that. Anyway, No Time to Die, 2021, PG-13. This movie was 2 hours and 43 minutes there. That was just for Tiflebot. And a synopsis, James Bond has left active service. His peace is short-lived when Felix Leiter, an old friend from the CIA, turns up asking him for help, leading Bond into a trail of mysterious villain armed with a dangerous new technology. That's the synopsis. It's pretty accurate. Movie stars who, Tiflebot?
Daniel Craig.
Rami Malek.
Leah Sado.
Yes, indeed.
Lashana Lynch. Yes. Ben Winshaw. Yes. Naomi Harris.
Yes. Yes.
Jeffrey Wright. Christopher Waltz. Ralph Fiennes. Billy Magnussen and Ana de Armas. It's as far as I'm going to go as Ana de Armas. Which is absolutely hilarious to me because when you look at the poster, she's big. She's one of the bigger characters on the poster. In the movie for 10 minutes, maybe, tops.
Yeah.
Out of a 2-hour and 40-minute movie, that's not very much.
Well, she maybe had a bigger role at one time, you know?
Oh, I think it's more like she's recognizable now.
Yeah.
From being in Knives Out.
Yeah.
And from banging Ben Affleck for a couple years.
Yeah. Wow, Tiflebot, thank you for that.
She was, though.
She looked pretty good in this movie, though. I was pretty impressed with her. Yes.
You mean she looked good?
Yeah, dirty bath water all in this movie. You
dirty
know,
bath water. Indeed. She does look good. And also, like, okay, we'll talk about it when we get there. I don't want to jump ahead because, anyway.
Lashonda Lynch looked, that's with some dirty bath water. And you know Naomi Harris. She's the queen of the dirty bath water. My goodness, it was so many, but it's a Bond film, you know, so there we go.
Yeah, everyone looks good.
Indeed.
Even people looking bad are looking good.
The ugly people look good, except for Ralph Fiennes.
The ugliest person in a James Bond movie is the most beautiful person on the street.
You know, Ralph Fiennes really looked like an old aristocrat, didn't he?
Goodness he gracious. Does. Ooh. He looks like he's going to retreat into one of his 18 parlor rooms. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like, I'm not taking company today, he'll say.
Give you a nice aristocratic salute with the clicking the heels together. Click.
bring the tea to the 17th drawing room because I'm not gonna be seeing people.
Exactly. But then, you know, he's gonna be in the Kingsman movie coming up, and he does not look like that at all. You know, he looks pretty good. you know.
The more I watch that, part of the problem with like the delayed releases due to COVID,
yeah,
is that I will watch a trailer over and I've seen it, and now I'm watching them again, and I'm like, God, I'm kind of fucking sick of looking at this shit. I don't even know if I want to go fucking see this.
That is part of the problem. You're right.
Yeah, you're like getting fatigued by that shit. I'm just like, I honestly, at first I was like, I really want to see this. I remember feeling that way. And now when I see a Kingsman trailer, I'm like, I think I'd rather be dead.
I think it'll be all right once you're there, man. Yes, they're great movies, so shit, you know. And they're a lot of fun. They're so much
okay,
fun.
Okay.
So anyway, man, let's get to James Bond. So before we go 100%, I got a feeling I know what Tips One Word is, but it's time for a one.
Do you know what my one word is?
Probably something that has to do with time.
I was going to say fucking stale, dude.
Really? Wow.
Hell yeah. Fuck, man. God, it was like trying to eat a cracker out of a bag that's been left open. And you're like, is this okay?
Okay.
All right. Go on. What is your one word? Amazing.
We are all entitled to our own opinion.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
My one word is masterpiece.
That is so fucking bold.
Yes!
Bold statement.
Masterpiece. You know, I'm a James Bond fan. I've been a Daniel Craig James Bond, but this was the crowning achievement that wrapped up the series. And not only because it wrapped up his stint as James Bond, but it was just effing good. Action balance, the story balance, the drama balance. It was balanced, man. I dug the hell out of this. It was a crowning achievement. To hell with anybody who doesn't like this.
You know, I don't say that when you don't like something that I like.
Yeah.
I just let you live in your own opinion.
Yeah, I'm going hard on it. I thought it was good.
You're like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But screw everyone who doesn't like this.
You're right. I loved it. I would have enjoyed it more if I was at home, though, to be honest with you.
Honestly, I wonder, well, yeah, a big part of this movie's it wouldn't have mattered if I was at home or not, because I would have still been like, get the fuck over with.
Oh, okay.
But it might have been nice to have at home, because you could have paused the movie after the length of what a regular movie should be and gone to the bathroom or whatever.
Well, I didn't realize that it was long until after a while. And I was like, I said, oh, it's going long. So because it was a little longer than the normal James Bond movies, I was like, they got to kill him. You know, I was like, if something's going to happen, they're going to kill him.
Spoiler alert.
I already hit some spoilers, so go on somewhere. But
oh, yeah, I didn't know that. You didn't say that.
I didn't. I'm covering my cheeks.
The thing about it is that this movie is so fucking long. I mean, can anyone in the entire movie-making universe tell us a synced story, or at least know when to toss the fucking garbage? The whole beginning of this movie, get rid of it.
Bullshit.
Go away.
Total shit.
No, fuck off.
It's an action movie.
Take some of these characters out.
Nope.
Fuck them.
Nope.
Like, too much shit. No. Yes.
No.
This movie is too long.
No.
It is too long.
It wasn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't.
The antagonist of this movie doesn't show up for an hour.
I noticed that, but that's something they had never done before, and I thought that was interesting.
Because I don't care.
There was
a lot
of mystery going on with the Christoph Waltz character. It was.
It's
not.
Bad. That doesn't need to be in there. It is a bad filmic. Bad. Bad job. You did a bad job.
To it. So it starts with, you know, James from the last movie had met the young daughter, and he was going about his business.
Oh, that's what I love about James Bond, is that he gets older and Bond girls stay the same age.
Well,
like, he's 57 years old and she's 17.
Well, she was in the last movie.
I don't care.
She, Mr. White, I believe, was her father, and he got murdered, and you know, blah blah blah.
So
James was trying to fall in love again, and Vespa was still on his mind, and you know, they were doing this how do we trust one another thing, and next thing you know, they blew up Vespa's grave, and it was on. So there's a chase to go save the lady, and I thought this shit was beyond awesome. It was a great chase, and then you get a chance for the original James Bond, Aston Martin, to do his thing, because that car wasn't supposed to be outfitted with all that stuff. So, because it was just a car that he won, you know. But no. It was they outfitted it to the teeth. And I like how he was never at a disadvantage, even though he got his ass whooping. I think that's one of the best things about this man playing James Bond, is that it was never a hip hip cheerio, bam 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 bam, shoot everybody, and I don't have a goddamn scratch on me. No, he gets effed up in every movie real bad.
I don't mind this beginning. So you also in the beginning we see a flashback, which you is important. It happens before this, where Madeline's mother is murdered, and then she is saved by a mysterious masked man.
Yes.
But anyway, I think the beginning of this movie is fine.
Okay.
Like, there's interesting action. There's obviously some. Here's the thing. Part of my problem with this movie is that, like, and I get it. It's a formulaic thing, right? You're telling me a story that, like, nobody wants it to change. Everyone wants to see the same movie that they come to see every fucking time. So, like, he's been betrayed. He can't trust someone. But he did trust someone. And now he can't trust them again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same shit every fucking time.
Well, that was... Whoa. That's been the formula for this James Bond, for Daniel Craig's James Bond. That's not how it's been for, you know, all the years of the franchise. This has been one big story, which I really have dug about this Daniel Craig James Bond, starting from Casino Royale. It hasn't been this adventure, now this adventure, now this adventure. It's all been one story, which has been really, really cool. But go ahead.
Oh, dear God.
Yes, I'm serious. Shit, it's been really, really
cool. Well, I've only seen this one and one other one. Potentially, that's why. But I don't think so. It's just so boring.
No
way. Anyway, so, yeah, they...
Now, one part about this.
So then there's like a 5 years. There's like a 5 year gap. Wait,
before you go there, one thing that really got me in this beginning part, I was so is that I was every time she was trying to tell him what was happening, she would like not talk, and I'm sitting there like, spit it out, bitch, spit it out. What's the problem? Spit it out. What you got to say? You know. And so we put her on the train, and she's still sitting there like, and I'm like, spit it out, bitch. But she never did. Anyway.
Well, that's, I mean, to a certain degree, that is part of, like, how movies are made, right? Because if she was just like, well, by the way, then this whole thing wouldn't have happened. But, so, here is where part of my issues with this movie come in. And it's not even, this isn't even a big deal. But it's 5 years later, right?
So yeah, that was a big jump. Train. I was surprised.
It's a big jump.
I was surprised, yeah.
And so here's where I'm like, what is the timeline on this movie and how old are these people? Because Lucifer or Rami Malek's character saves her when he is an adult, and then he is still a similarly aged person, not 5 years later, but presumably enough years later for her to be fuckable by James Bond. So I would say 15 years plus the five, that's 20. So he was 40 and she's what? 25?
Maybe.
Like, what is the fucking timeline on this goddamn movie? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
So somebody's breaking into this office building.
Somewhere. Oh, for the Lord. Christ.
So,
no, I really actually did. This is my favorite part of the whole movie.
Okay, so they're climbing down the building. And yes. This kind of stuff happens in James Bond movies. But, you know, the gravity of what they were doing, I really dug. Because it wasn't like, he has a bomb that could blow up the entire building. No, these motherfuckers was about to eradicate all the black people, eradicate your enemies, eradicate that people. I mean, they had the capabilities to really change the earth and mold it into what they wanted. And so, you know, they took the scientists out who, when the scientist, man, at first I was like, oh, he's on my nerves. But as the movie went on, that betraying bastard became more and more charming. I was just like, I like this guy.
That betraying bastard became more and more charming.
He was charming. I liked him.
So this becomes like a very serious bio, and there's always like, come on, bio weapon or some shit in James Bond. Some kind of big, like a big weapon that you'd be like, yeah, we're all fucked. But
this wasn't like a laser from the sky, so that's what I like. It was something.
It's a legitimate weapon.
It's like something really like, oh shit, you know, this is this would be something.
Our water supply kill us all.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. I know it. They're nanobots, okay? And when they said that in the movie, I lost my fucking mind. I was like laughing. I was like, I get it. It's not super bad, but it's just pretty funny. Anyway, so. He has been promised something from at this point in time. We don't really know what it is, but he agrees, that guy you're talking about, to help these people retrieve what ends up being this bioweapon called Heracles.
Yeah.
So now Bond is
chilling.
Retired. He's in Jamaica.
He's chilling. I like his spread, Tiff. I'm sitting there like, this is nice, man. He got a nice spread.
Well,
he got
him
some fish.
He's like leaving his doors open and shit. And I'm like,
Tiff.
Does that seem wise for a man of your position?
Tiffobot, He is the pit bull. You don't want to be in that room with him. You don't want to break into his house. Yes, the last person in the world house you want to break into and have to confront. So I get it. He like, shit, well, I'm going to lock my door. I am the guard dog.
Well, did you like the fucking like place where he lives? This little like seafront.
I didn't like the shower.
Not little. It's very nice.
I didn't like
you
the
didn't
shower.
Like the shower? I love an outdoor shower. I love that.
No, I was like. Because he left his toothbrush on there. You know, it has residual toothpaste. So it would attract bugs. So it would be like bugs all in your teeth.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, indeed.
I like how that's, you're like zoning in on this shower situation. But like the idiosyncrasy of the movies that actually cause it to have storytelling problems. You're like, it's fine.
It is fine.
So, no, but like. So a lot of it is just like, I know this is a really weird thing to talk about, but a lot of his home is just open.
Yeah,
like you just like your couch and your TV are just out on your patio. And I was like, this feels uncomfortable to me. But so he's approached for a job, and I want to talk about Logan Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Is presented as kind of like a puppy dog type person.
Oh, he played him. Right. I like how they did that though, because they dismissed his ass like he wasn't nothing. Go no for real.
I like that character. I like that actor. His name's Billy Magnuson.
I've never seen him before.
I've seen him in a couple things, but he's in a show I really like, and I think he's really good. He's a pretty good actor and handsome in a weird way.
He was in Game Night and.
He's in a show called Made for Love that I really like.
Okay, so.
Anyway, so he meets up with his friend Felix and this guy Logan, and then.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna like.
Yeah, I'm not doing
do that.
It.
Bye.
Right.
And then he leaves, and this hottest woman in the world says, "Do you want to ride on my moped?"
Yeah, I'm James Bond.
And she says, yeah. He says, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like how he knows it's probably not what he thinks, but he's still pretty horny.
Yeah, and that's like, when it was happening. You're like, you know, James, because James will get the booty and then you might die afterwards. You know what I'm saying? So, he knows this is not legit. His car happens to not stop. This hot ass sister happens to pull up. And then, you know, but I'm glad it wasn't no dumb shit, because she walked right in, pulled off her dreadlocks, which I thought was stupid. I was like, it's no big deal that a woman might wear a wig.
She wouldn't have known. Like, I guess she's disguised, quote unquote, for no reason, because he doesn't even know what she looks like.
Thank you. That's the problem. It's like that was dumb, you know. And so
right.
she walks away, you know, and tells him, you know, stay out of it and all this stuff. She's a new 007. She loved them damn numbers. And so I was just like,
That part of the movie, this part of the movie I have a big problem with.
Proceed.
Because there's supposed to be like dramatic tension between them about the use of the name 007, and that's fine. But then about somewhere in the movie, they bond over something or whatever, and she becomes more sympathetic to his cause. But I never saw in the movie where that actually happened. Like, I was like, why does she now feel sympathetic towards him?
Well, I'm going to go a step further than that. I'm not sure if you're really correct about that as far as them having tension about it, because I don't really think James gave off. He didn't give a shit about that 007. I don't think he did. She cared more about it. And I think maybe perhaps she felt like she was being petty, because he clearly did not care. He did not even want to be a part of this. But when he saw how bad M had screwed up, he was like, you know, I'm back in. And they said they reinstated his status. He didn't care. Because even with the 007, she's like, who's 007? It wasn't like he even... What I liked about it is that they never even looked at him to show that he was like winking at her like, haha, who you think 007? You know, I said it never happened. She was the one making a big deal about the 007, you know, so that's how I look
know.
At it.
It just was, well, then where did, it's still, why did she turn sympathetic to him all of a sudden?
Oh, I don't know, Tiffabot, you know, you're an agent, y'all work the same job, and then this is what happened to the most decorated person, the best man ever had, you know, and his life falling apart, and maybe she felt sorry for him like a puppy dog, I don't know. You know?
Well, I mean, that's fine, that's mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just...
That's fine, mm-hmm. But you are closing that gap logically without the aid of the movie, which takes 2 hours and 40 minutes to explain the backstory of stupid shit,
well,
and then does not lay the groundwork for a plot point in the movie that is necessary.
Then it would have been 2 hours and 48 minutes. You'd have had something else
Cut
to complain
some
about.
Cut some of the unnecessary stuff out and put some information in that actually makes it useful for me to find connection in the movie.
So this party, I dug so much.
Oh, I do like the party.
The party was a really great scene. Dope. And the lady comes in, and I knew she was full of shit. But I thought she was an evil agent at first, you know, because she was like.
I did too, because usually the second hot girl that isn't the Bond girl is the bad girl.
And not only that, she was sitting at an outdoor spot in the middle of the ghetto in Jamaica with this hot ass dress on. I was like, what
the hell? She's in Cuba.
Yeah, in Cuba. And I'm like, in the middle of the ghetto in Cuba. And I was sitting there like, what? Why would she? Oh, shit. You know. So he gets the tuxedo. She's acting awkward. And she's awkward until the music starts. But that whole killing of the people and all that stuff, you know, that was so dope. And then all the people coming. And it's what I like, what I really, really like is that in most of these James Bond movies, especially the Daniel Craig movies, he's the guy that you never want to get his hands on a gun, you know, and it just shows it. You know, he's just taking people out left and right. Bam, 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 bam. It's no problem to him. The lady comes and scoops the Russian scientist out of his lap. But I'm so glad he just simply took it back with the help of the lady. And they didn't do like a whole chase scene with them grabbing a dude. And, you know, because they do that shit in Hollywood. And I was like, please don't do that. And they didn't. So I was thankful for that. And so they took him back to the place. And, you know, they had their hands on him for 5 seconds. Because then now the big betrayal happens. Your boy puts a bomb and kills Felix and all this shit. So you knew he had to go. He killed Felix Leiter. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's got to go.
He's got to go. Go ahead.
So, okay. So here again is a point I would like to make is that there are too many sub bad guys in this movie. Uh-huh. He should have been the only minor bad, the mini boss. But instead he's like the mini boss because there's also the guy with the eyeball.
They call him Cyclops. Yeah.
For some reason.
Now his character I didn't like. I was like, he's worthless. He was completely
worthless. And why is he in the movie?
Yeah, he was
just
completely worthless.
I think just to make that joke at the end.
Well, you know, Bond movies are typically have some kind of over the top villain. You know, you had Jaws, you had Oddjob, you had all these villain henchmen always with something weird about him. And something actually I never really liked about Bond is these weird ass henchmen, because it just, that's when it always got stupid, and him and his eye. So when he was gone, I was like, well, good, because it was stupid anyway.
Well, good.
I wasn't scared of him, you know. he wasn't fantastical to me. He was just some thug on a motorcycle, and he got his ass whooped. Every time you fought him head up, man to man, he got his ass whooped, so he wasn't even a good fighter. so anyway. You know,
yes.
The lady is
Everyone dies.
Everyone dies. The lady is not dead, and she has a kid, Tiffelbot. And she looks just like James.
She does. And also, like, so it's been 5 years. Yeah. So is this child 5? I can't tell how old kids are.
The little child girl's adorable. Was supposed to be 5. She looked adorable. Like she could be his daughter, though.
She does. I thought the casting for this movie was really good.
And
she looks like, and then she's like, she's not yours. And I'm like, anyone with two brain cells thrown together and fucking knows this kid's James Bond's kid.
He should have been like, who else was you screwing, ho? You know?
Yeah, you know, just be like, okay.
He must have looked just like me, huh?
So then there's this whole part where there's like some domestic, and I think it's just so that we can feel bad and scared when
I agree.
The real stuff. Real mini baddie shows. He's like, I've made you some pancakes. I'm like, James Bond, and you're making some fucking pancakes. So anyway, this is what I would call our real mini boss, Ash.
This was a great chase fight scene.
A great chase scene. Oh, you're absolutely correct.
I'm like,
wow. So can I tell you something? Yes. Can I tell you something that will probably make you more sympathetic to my cause?
What's that?
Part of the reason why I'm so upset this movie is not good is because the parts that are good are really good. All of their fight scenes, their chase scenes, the Bond stuff is all really good. It's just surrounded by like too much bread. It's like a really good chicken sandwich, but like there's too little chicken and too much bread.
I understand how you could think
so,
I like how he's taking people out with the cars like a weapon, and this little cat and mouse in the middle of the jungle was dope. I hated how the Remy Malek character swooped right down right where she was and took them away. You know, I was like, God damn it. Why he so supposed to be so damn dope? Anyway, so, you know, they took him, and then he does the evil villain monologue thing showing how strange he was. And he did a pretty good job being a complete damn weirdo, walking around with his Komodo and, you know, all the different, you know, that place did feel like it was just a big petri dish of death everywhere.
Yeah. So while I'm watching that movie, when he is in his little compound that used to be like a military missile silo thing.
Yes.
I'm like, everything in here seems dangerous to touch.
Everything. Everything.
And so, like, so, and I'm not to skip ahead or anything like that, but, like, some stuff is dangerous to touch. Like, the water is acid.
Yeah.
And that, I guess. I don't really know. And then, but then, so, like, later then he fall. So, the people are wearing those suits so that they don't get burnt up by the acid.
Right.
But then the people are in his poison garden. Yeah, everyone, you're hearing this correctly. Acid River Poison Garden. He is in the poison garden, and those people are wearing the same suits while they're, like, raking his water. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're cleaning it or whatever.
I think that I think that was actual water up top. And
right,
down.
But, like, why once were it, they in the suits?
So
when he got in it later, I was like, oh, it's acid. Does that make sense? But it wasn't. Maybe it was to make it think me think it was acid.
Yeah, it was acid down there, but at the top, I think it was just pure water. And, you know, so I liked, you know, just to go back just for a second, I like how we got Q and Moneypenny involved, and they, you know, were a team and stuff like that. And then they go to the silo to get this. They're supposed to be going to save the world, but, you know, also, you know, in the mission briefing, save the girl, you know, kill the creature, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And this cat and mouse thing inside this compound, I dug. It never got old to me, man. I dug the whole thing. You know, the other 00s, well, she was 00 whoever now. You know, and she was kind of doing the cleanup, and, you know, they never let you think for a moment that she wasn't a badass, but this wasn't her story because she was tearing the asses up. And this guy's messing with the baby and stuff, which was real creepy, you know.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, first of all, I didn't really pick up on the fact that he loved Madeline.
I didn't pick up
on
that either.
But then later he was like, I love her.
Oh, I didn't know that. I missed
that. And I was like, so he wanted the child to be his child? It was really weird. I thought that was weird too, but I was like, fine, whatever. But this is where the movie gets super long to me, is because, like, every time I thought it was kind of like that Lord of the Rings where it got the screen would go black and you're like, oh, we're done. And then it'd come back and you're like, are you fucking serious? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so anyway, I don't mind some of the stuff that happens. I just wish it was like a little, some tighter, like make it short, a little shorter. But, and I get it. Here's the thing. Okay. So you guys, basically what happens from here on out, there's like some action, but whatever. But he sends 007, which is like, I think her only name in the movie or what, I think her name, Nomi is maybe her name. He says, you take Madeline and Mathilde and get out of here.
I'm going to go open a thing.
I'm going to open the bomb door. I'm going to open the door so that the bombs actually hit whatever. Yeah. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, and like Montego said at the top, surprise, surprise, Bond dies.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel bad and I didn't feel any emotion because it took so long to happen that I was just relieved when he died rather than sad. I was like, oh, I can finally get the fuck out of here.
I was not relieved. I was sad that James Bond was gone. And, you know.
But we need to talk about the fact that the Cyclops guy comes back, but they have it kind of like leads you to believe that he is the mini boss fight, but it takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And what he does is he blows up
his eyeball, with
his
the
eyeball,
GPS,
and then makes a joke. I just showed someone your watch, which would have been an okay joke to me, which I don't know. That's still a little cringy. And he's like, it blew their mind. People in my theater laughed.
That was an homage to how all the bad one-liners.
I know they all say that shit.
Yeah, they always. And thank God they only did it once in this movie. You know,
terrible.
There's
a couple other cringy jokes in this movie.
I didn't pick up on them. So.
I haven't drank in 3 hours.
Yeah, that wasn't a one-liner. That was, you know, that was
right.
That was
but
a
there's
joke.
Other stuff. I'm just like, oh God. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he dies because he has no will to live anymore because he's been infected and will kill Madeline and Mathilde if he sees them.
Well, he got shot 17 times, so he was going to die.
Yeah,
anyway.
He's already going to die. Yeah, yeah. And well, supposedly anyway.
I mean, he put a bunch of heat in his ass in that garden. He was taka, 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 taka. I'm like, God damn.
I will say that the one thing I did appreciate was that he kind of kills Rami Malek's character without giving him a chance to even, I mean, like he does get a little bit of an explanation in, but he's like, I don't want to hear this.
I appreciated that shit. I was like, yes, I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction of your little evil monologue. Bah, 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 right in the face. I was like, yep.
Right.
Let's
go. I like that he like triple tapped him because he was like, I'm going to make sure.
Yeah, you're not coming back from this in the next movie, buddy. You know?
So, yeah. So there's like, you know, the end is fine. I do like that they have some whiskey or scotch.
Oh, and what got me though is they did a nice tribute and shit, right? And they're like, back to work. I'm like, God damn.
you gotta.
He didn't even get an afternoon. You know, y'all take the rest of the day off. No, back to work. God damn.
I'm just like really surprised that they didn't have a boy child and his name wasn't James or Jimmy.
Well, you know, first of all, that kid is screwed up for life because she know all about 100%. Fear. 100%. She was already chatter trained. I was the quietest, scaredest kid I ever seen. That kid ain't give a shit about nothing but the dial. Like, mama said, be quiet. You know, she's like, no problem, mama. I won't say a word. We ain't even know if the kid had a voice until, like, she was lost and stuff, you know? I mean, so I thought it was I loved it. I thought it was a nice I don't even want to see James Bond coming to an end, but you know, this is supposed to be his last one again. And so they actually actually made it.
How mad are you going to be when they're
his
like,
ass popped back
survived.
Up? I know. So now that's
but
bullshit.
Can I ask you a question too?
Yes.
I want to know what you think about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm just genuinely curious. This is not trying to shit on the movie, but I do want to know. So it is a bioweapon that are not 100% sure exactly how it works. They think that they do. But then they blow it up and I'm like, is that shit just like in the fucking air and in the ocean now? Like I think the fire
would take care of all that shit.
I don't know about that.
I will say this, that the girlfriend and little girl, they were exposed to.
Yeah, they had it because the spray, the perfume.
It'll keep going and keep going and keep going, you know? And just like, the Christoph Waltz character, whoever the medical examiner is with them, you know, they didn't even know how what had happened to him, you know, but he had it on
what
his
if
body.
The next James Bond movie is there's only one human left alive and therefore he is James Bond.
Oh, that would be stupid. So, you know,
I want to see it. I want to see a movie that's 3 minutes long where it's just a person who's like walks through just like a desert landscape of corpses and ruined buildings. He walks for 3 minutes. He gets to the end. He says, huh? I guess I'm 007. Credits roll.
And no.
Oscar nominee.
Right. Ooh, shit. That's it, Tiff. We can't do the damn thing. We got it done. You heard it here. Tiff couldn't stand it. I loved it. You decide for yourself. Next week, I think we're doing Halloween Kills. I think.
Okay. Yeah. And, that came out this week, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Go over to the Patreon. We have a fresh Patreon there. We all month, so just they're gonna keep churning those out. And so until next week, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffle Bot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, we will be
on patrol.